And as vaccines begin to arrive in Maine, one challenge facing healthcare providers is storage. Pfizer's vaccine must be kept refrigerated at minus 70 degrees Celsius. As Robbie Feinberg reports, healthcare organizations, state agencies, and universities are working together to acquire enough ultra-cold freezers to hold and distribute tens of thousands of doses across the state.
When Bates College professor Brett Huggett listened to a Maine CDC briefing in early November, he heard the agency's director, Dr. Nirav Shah, say that the state was in need of more ultra-cold storage in order to store thousands of doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, which needed to stay at negative 70 degrees Celsius.
We have several of those units at Bates College, and I thought it would be an excellent opportunity for us to help out the community by possibly lending one of these freezers or more to some of the local hospitals.
Huggett reached out to university administrators, who agreed. They surveyed the school and identified several large units that could be used. Two were shipped off to Lewiston's Central Maine Medical Center, while a third was moved to nearby St. Mary's Hospital.
It's really a college-wide effort in terms of freeing up these freezer units in order to lend them to the local hospital, so we're really happy to help out.
Those transfers are part of a wide effort in recent months from hospitals, state agencies, and several colleges across Maine to secure needed cold storage space in anticipation of the tens of thousands of doses of COVID-19 vaccine now arriving in the state.
As the summer got towards the end, we realized that we were going to need ultra cold. So knowing that probably everybody else would be doing the same thing, we're like, I think we'll just order some.
Jennifer Kinney is the system director of pharmacy supply chain and program management at Northern Light Health. She says the health system began planning back in the early summer on how it would secure enough cold storage space. Some of the existing equipment was getting old, so officials decided to purchase four new ultra-cold freezers. And Kinney says they're big units, nearly 30 cubic feet, which she says makes the staff confident that they can meet vaccine storage needs.
They can hold a lot. So they can hold about 48,000 each.
Distributing the vaccine is another challenge, especially in rural Maine. Northern Light has spread out its four freezers in Portland, Bangor, Dover, Foxcroft, and Presque Isle. And Kinney says even with that wide geographic range, the health system will still need to transport the vials up to 3 hours to far-flung towns in rural Aroostook County. Kinney says the Pfizer vaccine is stable for up to 5 days at more standard refrigerated temperatures. So the plan is to use a courier service with refrigeration to move the vaccines long distances.
And it takes 2.5 hours to thaw. It takes 3 hours, actually, to thaw. So if we're pulling them out of the freezer in the pharmacy as they're going out the door, then they'll be thawed, ready to go for administration when they get there.
Other organizations and agencies, meanwhile, have partnered with colleges around the state. The CDC says it's secured three ultra-cold freezers at a storage facility, and a fourth is on its way. The freezers include a unit lent by the University of New England. CDC spokesman Robert Long says each is conservatively estimated to hold about 10,000 doses of vaccine. Other institutions say they're also ready to assist if hospitals or agencies need even more room. Earlier this week, the University of Maine system formed a task force to coordinate and assist with vaccine distribution, including on its own campuses. System Chancellor Daniel Malloy says its institutions have roughly 220 cubic feet of ultra-cold storage that isn't needed now, but could be as more doses come in.
Eventually, more product will come than will be used immediately, and that's when additional storage will undoubtedly be called upon.
Malloy says those resources could be particularly important in far-reaching areas of the state, like Washington County, where the University of Maine at Machias is already being used as a testing site for COVID-19. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.